This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Father James McCorders is going to join us and tell us about the annual Christmas presentation, the Christmas play that they're doing at the middle school, and it is the Christmas season. And I know that you wanted to come on and explain this because you've got some concerns and you want to clear the air concerning what is going to be happening with the middle school, or not the middle school kids, right? These are second, third, and fourth graders.
It is, Phil. The second, third, and fourth graders at the middle school will be presenting our Christmas play. And I wanted, more than anything, Phil, I think, to come on your program tonight. And
you said something about clearing the air?
I want to set the record straight and to tell people we're doing this with the very best of intentions. I don't want any preconceived ideas to intrude upon what I think is a spiritual experience that our audience, all of the parents that will come to our Christmas season presentation. It's very near, and it's a time for us to rediscover God.
It is, it's a controversial presentation?
I don't think that I want to see it that way. I think that others might. And yes, they are. There are second, third, and fourth grade students. And we've been plotting this year's presentation. We face a lot of challenges, but we have the very best of intentions. And we have the very best of Christian intention. And the many challenges that we do face in presenting this presentation might prejudice people.
Give me some ideas of what the... This is a Christmas presentation involving the second, third, and fourth graders that you want people not to have preconceived notions about.
We want to set the record straight, Phil. The accusations against priests, for instance, and that the American church has suffered.
The child molestation.
Yes. I prayed, and I realized what God wanted me to do, to present the book of Genesis as it was, as it actually happened. And that requires that our young actors appear on stage as Adam and Eve were in the garden, in the glory of their nakedness. In the innocence of their nakedness.
All right, now you're talking about having these kids on stage doing a presentation about the book of Genesis without any clothes on, right?
That is correct, and let me tell you why. Because that is how our Father in Heaven first created us. And to prove once and for all that not all Catholic priests are child molesters, that I can take God's will from me, put this presentation on stage with the children that are not clothed, I'm not a pervert or a child molester like so many people would believe the members of the Catholic clergy are, who have black hearts and sick minds, would want to believe that this is what we are about.
How are you going to protect the kids in this setting? I mean, you're asking children that are second, third, and fourth graders to go on stage without any clothes on, reenacting the book of Genesis, the Garden of Eden. How are the kids protected? In what way?
Phil, the children at this age, they don't...
But in what way are the children going to be... The only word I can say is protected in the sense of what it is that they're doing.
Phil, children at this age don't even care if they're naked. If children at that age had their way, they wouldn't wear clothes at all. The nakedness of a child is God intended it in the Garden of Eden, is innocence. And that is why we have decided to present this.
Now, you know, even though there have been all of these accusations about Catholic priests, some of them, many of them, proven that this would be possibly received in a negative way.
The other consideration, though, is we had yes, I know that it would be received in a negative way, but I also know that what we're about to do is to embark on a spiritual journey that I think is going to illuminate God's word for us. We also, and the expense, we did not make the kind of donations that we wanted for the church last year, too. And obviously a production like this is going to be controversial. It's going to get people talking, and hopefully the meaning of God's creation will come out. And,
all right, but what you're saying is you're hoping to sell more tickets.
Well, we don't sell tickets. We take donations.
Yeah, but if you're going to put naked second, third, and fourth graders on a stage, you're going to get more donations.
I think it's natural. There's going to be a curiosity factor, yes. There's going to be. We just don't want to lose money. The traditional school plays that, and you have to understand that.
Well, I mean, if the kids are...
Phil, can I tell you, because traditional school plays that involve small children are obviously not that good. the parents will show up, and most of the time, as they say in show business, you know, most of the time, you're watching your kid lay an egg up there. And that's what these children, and we want the parents to be proud of what their children are doing, to be magnetized by the word of God. And not to have to watch a school play about the birth of Jesus, that is in reality, that it invites the children to stiff, as they say, it's an old show business term to bomb. What we're promising...
Well, when the kids do a pageant about Jesus' birth, it's children sort of playing out this story, right?
But it's always... I don't know if... When's the last time you've been to a school play?
Well, I've been to a high school play.
No, I mean an elementary school play.
Not for a long time.
Well, they're terrible. They're just absolutely terrible. Everyone knows that. You're asking children to put on a fake beard. You've got an 8-year-old boy trying to play Joseph. The reality is simply not there. You've got an 8-year-old boy trying to play Joseph. You've got a 7-year-old girl trying to play Mary. There's the relevance of the... It's all law. You've got the three kings, one of whom was a black African king. And most of the time in most of the schools, you don't have a black child. You've got all three white children. You've got, instead of the baby Jesus, you've got a plastic dummy doll. What we're promising is something more relevant and more of a realistic spiritual experience.
All right, but what we're saying here is, the controversy of this is that the children are naked. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here with Father James McCorders. The Christmas play that they're going to be presenting, the Book of Genesis. Children naked because Adam and Eve were naked. Now, the reaction of at least one parent, you had a boy...
Yes, it was Justin Appleby.
Justin Appleby was going to be Adam?
That is correct, yes. And he's not involved in our... in our production any longer because his mother and father didn't want him in the production. I tried to tell them that this was a presentation of the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve were in the glory of their nakedness as God intended them to be. And the parents wanted none of it. And the boy was rather comical, but I can understand how this child was confused. He went out, got into his mother's car. He'd not put his clothes on because we had been involved in this rehearsal for well into the 5 o'clock hour. The children had gotten out of class at 3:30. And so the child walked outside with just his backpack on, and he was not yet wearing his clothes. He got into his mother's car, and it was at that time she realized the boy was nude. And I tried to explain to her...
Well, did the mother and father know that this kid was going to be naked?
I said that this was going to be a realistic presentation of Genesis. I don't know that I said to them that the children wouldn't be wearing clothes. And I know how it sounds to a lot of people, but I will tell you we have the very best of intentions. And the only way to do this Christmas pageant is with the second, third, and fourth grade classes, nude, and recreating this wonderful story.
Father, more power to you, man, because...
I know what I'm up against, believe me.
Well, you're going to... The idea of trying to put on a school play for second graders where they're naked, and who is going to be watching?
Well, sir, I hope as many people as possible. We're going to have the invite the public in to see this.
So these are second, third, and fourth graders that will be on stage with no clothes on in front of strangers?
But it's not a story about being embarrassed about your nakedness. It's a story about being innocent. When Adam and Eve were innocent, and they were in the Garden of Eden, and they had no clothing on, they didn't know they were nude. God had not taught them to be ashamed.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking with Father James McCorders, who the elementary school is going to be holding a Christmas presentation of the Book of Genesis. Well, one more question, Father. How many kids are in the play?
Well, we lost Justin, so we are hoping that we're going to...
Was he the only kid that you had so far?
He was the only one, but what we're trying to do is to mount this play...
And well, is there any interest from any of the kids?
I can tell you, we will put this play on. I'll work on the parents. I'll work on the students. I'm going to have this pageant and this presentation. I know the children being naked, but I want to do this. God told me to.
Well, see, there you go with God told you to.
God spoke to me, Phil.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Every time a guy says God told him to, you're supposed to just go along with it. Father James McQuarters, you've probably read about it in the paper, this presentation of the story of Genesis on stage at the grammar school. Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, naked. The kids are nude on stage. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Who wouldn't let the good father take a look for an Arby's beef, witch?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Well, it's a very controversial thing. Back with Father James McQuarters from this play. It's a Christmas production of the Book of Genesis with second, third, and fourth graders on stage. Where supposedly Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, you're going to have the kids with no clothes on. Not even a fig leaf.
No, because God, you have to understand, Phil, that when God created Adam and Eve, created the Garden of Eden, there was no shame. There was no embarrassment. Adam and Eve lived as God intended them, in the glory of their nakedness. And the fact that we have these children on stage without the clothes on will prove once and for all that Catholic priests are not child molesters. And Catholic priests can be trusted with a child. But I can tell you, Phil, that when I was remanded by the diocese for protecting some of those priests, I learned my lesson.
And you had actually lied to the to some investigators about the priests that you knew who were engaged in this?
I was trying to protect a couple of very good men. A couple of real good guys that I had gone to seminary with.
And well, they may be good guys, but they'd hurt children.
I understand that they'd hurt children. But I'll tell you something. It's very difficult to give up your friends. Guys that you sit around and you share a glass with. Guys that understand your language. Speak your lingo. So, yes, I did protect them. But now everyone wants to paint me with the molester brush. And I can tell you now, this ain't not that kind of guy.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Rudolph on the Phil Hendry Show. Rudolph?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the father just said that God told him that put the children on display in his program there.
He wanted to see the Book of Genesis.
The word of God.
To be presented on the stage. By the way, your name is Rudolph, is it?
Right.
Do you ever get that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Does anybody ever say that to you?
I've heard that saying, but that doesn't come. My father gave me my name.
It's neither here nor there, but I thought it was interesting. I've not heard the name Rudolph.
Right.
Other than the song, you know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, I understand what you're saying,
yes.
But that doesn't happen. I don't believe it. I don't believe in no Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, neither do I. Neither do I, sir. No, neither do I.
Sir, and spiritually speaking, Bible say we all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and when God saw Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, He gave them clothing. Therefore, he meant for people
well,
to wear clothes.
He meant for Adam and Eve to have clothing on. After they had eaten from the tree of knowledge. But before that, when they were innocent, they did not know shame.
Everyone in the world tells us
they didn't know shame. Now, the children don't know shame either. The only people that know shame are the parents.
Everyone is born in sin and shaped in iniquity now.
Everyone's born in sin and they're shaking it. What?
The children have knowledge now because they all are in sin.
No, the children are not in sin. Children are innocent and beautiful, pure as the driven snow.
The Bible said all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I guess the word of God is a lie. And you the truth then.
You see, you don't believe in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, I sure don't.
And you also are talking, well, you're talking a whole lot
about... I don't believe in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I don't believe in no Santa Claus.
Well, then why are you...
That's a, that's, That's a fiction and a fable. But I believe in the Word of God, and the Word of God says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and all were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And the Bible says that God called Adam and Eve, and God had not told you to put on no kind of show.
Yes, he did.
If anything, the devil told you.
Well, Rudolph,
The Bible says, "My sheep know my voice, and the stranger will not follow." And if you were teaching you should teach people to live holy and righteous in the sight of God and man.
You know what you just said sounds like this to me: Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. You see what I'm saying? It's all a lot of nonsense and folderol. I'm trying to teach people the Word of God through the book of Genesis.
You're not even talking about the Word of God. I'm saying things that come from the Bible.
We were born and then we started shaking it. And to me, that's obscene. To me,
he's not saying that.
Well, then what's he saying?
Well, I'm not...
What I'm saying is you're not going to take other people's children. You may take your own and put them out there on display. But you cannot take other people's children and put them on display, and God is against that.
I would not let a devil like you take my children and put them on display. May I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question?
You can ask me.
All right. Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Okay, will you stop it with the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer gags?
First of all, you're not a father. If you're the father of anything, you're the devil. You're the father. You're one of the devil's children. If anything.
Well, I can assure you that I am a Catholic priest. And what
you're
a Baptist. What do you know?
All right, let's not get into religion.
A Holy Ghost filled minister of God. Preaching from the Word of God.
I ain't heard anything you said from the Bible.
What you talking about ain't up to the Bible.
If you really wanted people to know the Bible, then you wouldn't have had a name like Rudolph reminding everybody about Santa Claus and all that.
My name doesn't mean anything. It's what the Word of God means is what counts.
All right, look, all you've been doing is gags on this man's name.
Well, the band's not listening to me.
Well, you're not listening to him. He's giving...
Rudolph,
if you were telling me something that was the truth, I would listen. But what you're saying is other stuff.
I just got telling you that God said he created man.
God ain't said nothing about you taking other people's children and putting them on display.
Well, he didn't tell you, but he told me. I guess maybe you're jealous. God talked to me, not you.
God ain't told you that. The devil told you that. Anything.
Rudolph, thank you very much.
Say hello to Blitzen.
Thank you, sir. I think, Father, it doesn't become you not to...
Phil, I'm arguing the point with the man, but he doesn't want to hear me. He wants to give his sermon, and I think he's a bit jealous of the fact that I'm a Catholic priest and I've got airtime on a radio station, and he's down there with his four-square Holy Ghost... his church is in the middle of a field someplace. It's up on blocks. He's all upset that he's not getting... he's not getting a lot of FaceTime.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jim. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
I'd like to ask this man, when the last time he read scripture or saw illustrations of Adam and Eve at the age of 5 or 6 years old?
Well, no one saw Adam and Eve except God himself. And we know from the Bible that God said that they had no shame. No shame. Now,
but
that
did
is
they
not an
say
average,
that they were 6 and 7 years old?
Well, no, but it doesn't say that they were up full grown adults either.
You are a pervert. That's
well,
all there is
you can't argue scripture, so you have to call me names.
Oh, no, I can't argue scripture with you.
I know it backwards and forwards, the scripture.
Well, I do too as well, sir. And you sound.
Jesus said, "Suffer not the little children to come unto me." So if you want to perv out on me, that's your business.
This guy's not a pervert.
Neither am I. Well, can't hush up long
enough. Hold on.
To listen,
Jim, hold on. I got to take a break, Jim. Hold on. Just hang on the line here. Father, will you?
Am I going to talk to that?
Yes, you're talking to him. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The eighth wonder of the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Before we get to some more phone calls for Father James McQuarters, who is presenting a very controversial Christmas show at their school, it's about the story of Genesis, where second, third, and fourth graders will be naked on stage because that's how God presented Adam and Eve. Before we go back to some calls, I have to ask you a question that's been asked me a lot off the air as well as on the air, and you've heard the question. First of all, what makes you think that these children, these second and third and fourth graders, have no shame?
Because, Phil, I believe in children, and I believe in the innocence of the child. And I would be, I think I'd be heartsick to be some of these adults that have heard Carl in your program tonight talking about the children as if they'd be blushing and all full of shame and hate for their own self-image. These are children, as Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, innocent as the pure as the driven snow, as clean as a baby's, you know what they say, as clean as a baby's, you know what. Children that I think reflect the innocence of Adam and Eve.
All right, and then the other question we have is, you say God told you.
Yes, Phil.
Well, tell me what that is.
It's the power of prayer. And the power. I'm a big believer in the power of prayer. And Phil, when I was praying and asking God to guide me to a way that we could raise money for our school, and I know that we had our Christmas presentation coming up, and I heard God say to me, Adam and Eve in the glory of their nakedness. That's all I heard. And I knew what he was trying to say. He was basically telling me, take third graders and put them on stage nude.
All right, I mean, I'm not a priest, and...
There you go, right there. That's the first smart thing I've heard this hour. You're not a priest. I am. You see the difference? You see, there's a wide chasm between you and I. On one side is me, a priest of God. On the other side is you. You know, whatever you are.
All right, well, I'm a man.
Yes, you're a man, and you're a good man. But you're not plugged in, baby. You know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go back to Jim. Jim was waiting. Jim, go ahead.
I can't believe I even held for this, but I want to ask a couple of simple questions. You don't seem to be very religious to me. Some of the comments you make don't even sound very smart, to be honest with you. I'm wondering if
I'm... What am I saying that's not spiritual?
Well, now let me ask the question.
Are you going to let me answer the question? Are you going to let me answer the question?
Well, as soon as you let me ask it.
All right. Fair enough.
Great.
Oh, you putter.
Your phone's breaking up, Jim. Jim, your phone's breaking up. Your phone. All right, I'm going to put this gentleman on hold here. Jim, are you there? You there, Jim? His phone broke up. Maybe we'll get him back. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Shanette. Shanette, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Father McQuarters.
Yes, I'm just wondering where you draw the line, letting it be okay for third and fourth graders to show their body to however many people are going to be there, and then later on teaching your children that soliciting your body out to the public is wrong and immoral.
Because one is about the book of God in Genesis. The other is you're talking about sex. There's nothing to do with sex in the book of Genesis. There's nothing to do at all with sex. And it's only an individual that's not reading God's word that would possibly... I'm sick to my stomach for you to say something like that, child.
Okay, so...
I want to...
Hang on. So in the movies and stuff, when...
Get me a roll of toilet paper. You know what you just said to me?
When the adults are on TV, they're not having sex. There's sometimes when adults don't have sex on TV, but they're performing their whole naked body on TV, and that's okay?
It's the Bible we're talking about, reenacting Genesis, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, for Christ's sake. Don't you?
Well, wait a minute. Wait.
Well,
you're a priest using for Christ's sake?
Well, she's...
What part of Genesis involves being naked? I don't know if
it
children coming
in
until
the Bible,
they have children.
If you've read the Bible, it says, and they had no shame in their nakedness.
Okay. You didn't answer the question.
Genesis.
What part of Genesis is portraying naked children? Where is
Adam
the naked
and
children
Eve,
coming in?
In their innocence, had no shame, so they were like children.
But they're not children. They're adults.
They were children.
Children.
You don't know that.
How many eight-year-olds can have sugar?
Says that Adam and Eve were adults.
Well, it says that God created...
They're not third and fourth graders.
How do you know?
They didn't have children at that age.
How do you know?
Yeah, how many eight-year-olds do you know have children?
Are capable of having children? You're in over your head on this one.
Am I?
Yes. You're in way over your head.
Well, honestly, how many 8-year-olds have you ever heard of having children? Most 8-year-olds aren't even capable of having children.
Adam and Eve didn't have any children either.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
thank you for making... Jesus.
They were also...
Wow.
They also
wait a minute, both of you. What about
children?
Cain and Abel?
Cain and Abel was when they grew up. After they put their clothes on. See,
they didn't have
Cain and Abel until after they ate from the tree of the thing. Then they put on a fig leaf. I don't know.
All right. I got time for one more call.
Thank God, Phil, because most of the questions...
Well, you're not answering any of these questions, Father. People are saying you got third and fourth graders nude on a stage because they represent Adam and Eve in the innocence of their nakedness, right?
Yes.
And where in the Bible does it... So you're saying that Adam and Eve might have been just 8 years old.
Thank you very much. You see, that's the revolutionary concept that I'm presenting. That when God created the first male and female, everyone thinks they were full grown up. I'm telling you, they were both 5 and 6 years old.
So God made kids?
Yes. How else do you think that they enjoyed the Garden of Eden? And then one day, they ate from the tree of knowledge, which is emblematic of adolescence. When you become a real smartass, you know what I'm talking about, then they ate that. Then they got all ashamed, put on their clothes, had a baby, whatever.
All right, let me go over here to Lori. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
My question is, I'm not really understanding why the same question is going here, third, fourth, and fifth graders, why they would have to sing that.
I just explained it. I can't explain it any better.
Okay, well, I don't know what part of the Bible that you are reading.
I also explained that, Genesis.
Okay.
Well, I wish I had a Bible on me, so...
You wish you had a Bible on you, huh? Maybe you should carry one. I do.
Well, I know that they were put on this earth to procreate, to make life, and they did not make them as children, just like she said to
they
you.
Grew
if
up.
I could reiterate the fact,
up.
An
they
8-year
up.
Old child could never
up.
Have a child.
They grew up.
Right. So,
Adam
where?
And Eve
what
grew
part
up.
Was that in the Bible?
That they grew up when they
yeah.
ate from the tree of life. When they began to, you see, most of you people are calling
well, see,
up with an argument
really?
Against me, but. You don't really
okay,
have
but,
an argument. Wait a minute. I'm a priest.
Okay.
Okay.
I understand
what are,
that. And
what
you
are
just
you?
Now.
Well, what are,
you,
what
you
are your credentials?
Just a
wait
moment
a minute.
Ago.
Well, let me ask you something. What are your credentials?
What are my credentials? I'm
yes.
a Christian.
No, no, no.
I believe
I'm a priest.
In God and I believe in Jesus.
I met the Pope.
Okay. Well, I believe in God and I believe in Jesus.
I met the Pope.
I'm not Catholic.
I met the Pope.
All right.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you met the Pope. Both of you believe in Jesus, right?
I do
right.
believe in Jesus, yes. And I believe that God told me
well,
to
the
put
only,
new kids
I have
up
one
there,
suggestion.
So.
All right. Go ahead, Lori.
If, I think the suggestion is if he wants to choose children to do this story in Genesis, then it's imperative that they be naked. Why can't you make it look like they're naked and give them ballet?
I'll tell you why, Lori, because we wanted what? This to be an authentic, real spiritual journey. For the people that were watching it, we wanted this to become something that... Well, Laurie, let me put it to you this way. We wanted it to be something that would be remembered.
And you think
like Nazareth.
That because...
You just talked over the
top. That, it would
that
be
would have been perfect if you hadn't talked. Damn it.
Oh my
Turn
God.
That off!
Anyway, Laurie, what I'm trying to say is this.
I can't believe I've never heard anybody that proclaims to preach the word of God to cuss.
Yes,
that's
you see,
a shock
I,
for me.
Look, I'm not one of these petroleum-based hard shoe, white sock,
we know
blue
this.
Suit wearing preachers. All right,
we
I'm
can
a, I'm
tell
a,
this.
I'm a Catholic priest.
And then you should question why God would speak to you. Maybe that should be a question.
Well, let me ask you something. Are you?
Why would He choose you?
Do you know why God?
You think
chooses
it might
people?
Not be God telling you to
well,
do that?
Well, how do you know? Who are you? Well, look at you. I think you're jealous because God talked to me. Thank you.
No, I'm not.
Turn that freaking music off.
I seriously think you need to grow up. And ma'am, come on now, you knew two of your fellow priests that did things to children.
Yes, I did.
Yet you, did you think God, did God make your heart feel good and not want you to tell?
I'll tell you why, Laurie, because knew both of those guys were born to be wild.
Is this what?
Let me ask,
Father. Is this?
I'm trying to lock out with. Yeah, hey, all right.
I mean, this can't
turn
be
it
true.
Off, man. We're not done talking to the lady.
But Phil, I have been trying to make my point about the Book of Genesis, and the lady won't hear me. She's simply trying to say, "Well, you know, this and that, and this and that." And as far as I'm concerned, what she's really saying is poo.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay, what are you locking out with this?
It's pretty limp, isn't it?
I don't understand it. And then the whole Rudolph guy, all he was doing was making fun of his name.
That's right.
That's
guy
craziness.
Calls me. Hey, let me tell you something. A man calls me and calls himself Rudolph. You better get your guns out. You know, the laughter really pisses me.
What is this crap you're playing?
Crap? This is going to open our show. Yes, God created Eden. And in Eden was a river flowing. And there's a nude kid.
Get this hippie dreck off before I pitch.
Oh, you're going to burn for that.
Maybe. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're hoping that we get donations for the play.
Well, I mean, you don't have any actors. You've got one child whose parents found out that the kid was going to be nude, so they're not, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to let him be in the play.
I think with God's help, we're going to have enough of the children involved.
Do you have any kids rehearsing right now?
As of now, no, we don't.
All right, you have no kids, and you're sure you're going to have this play with naked kids?
I've got a meeting tomorrow with the school administration. I'll also be meeting with some of the parents and some of the teachers. I am going to be campaigning actively from classroom to classroom, trying to drum up support. And
you really want to get this thing on. I mean, see, this is the whole thing. I mean, there's a priest who really wants to get a play on with nude kids on stage. Doesn't at some point, don't you just give up because of the perception? You know what the perception's going to be.
You know something, Phil? To use a good old colloquial phrase, I couldn't give two hoots in a you-know-what.
Okay, here's Melissa. Melissa, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. I work with...
With
preschool kids, and by the time they're 4 years old, they've already learned to be ashamed of their bodies. I don't see the... I think...
Well, how do you know? How do you know they're ashamed of their bodies?
Well, because if we have somebody that has an accident in school, then...
Are you taking children's
they
pants
don't
off?
Even, what's,
excuse me? What's going on at the school that you know the children are ashamed of their bodies?
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
shoes on the
they don't want to be naked in front of their
But dear,
their,
at what time is a child naked at your school?
If they have an accident at school and they have to change their clothes, they don't want to be naked in front of their other classmates.
Well, darling, what do you mean by accident? You mean they're doing it?
Like if they if they have a bowel movement in their clothes.
Oh my God! Are the children potty trained or aren't they?
Well, sometimes you have accidents.
An accident?
The point I'm trying to make is...
I haven't had an accident like that.
4 years old.
I'm 57 years of age. And I went once in my shorts, and I'll tell you how old I was. I was 36.
Nobody wants to know about when you went in your shorts.
Well, you're talking about it.
Well, she's talking about little kids.
That's right. I'm talking about little kids.
All right, dear. I'm sorry. All right, so... Go ahead.
And you know what? If God told you this, then if he told you to do this, truly, he would make a way for you to
see later.
One kid and he's gone, then maybe God didn't tell you that.
Darling, I've heard a lot of people tonight say that maybe God didn't tell me that, and this is what I've got to say to them. Get your motor running.
You know what? Oh, I hope you're not in charge.
So in other words, you think I'm an alcoholic, too.
All right.
Burn for that.
No, I'm not going to burn for anything. You don't.
1-800-449-8686.
Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Yes, The Phil Hendry Show, the only radio show that's also a musical. We had Margaret earlier with American Idiot, and there was Father James McCorders with Born to be Wild. Anyway, can I recommend a movie? I don't know why I got talking about this with Harry a moment ago, but Vanishing Point. I don't know why I started thinking about this flick, but this is the coolest. Oh, we were talking about Belgium and how, like, what is that, right? Because it's like Austin Powers. Remember he had that Dutch guy that was, you know, Goldenrod or whatever that dude's name was? Belgium, what is that? Anyway, you got to see this flick, Vanishing Point. It's the most bizarre flick you're ever going to see in your life. Don't see the American version. It's spooge. See the Belgium Vanishing Point. Very, 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 very weird.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.